Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Para, Chapter 12, Mishnayos 8 and 9. Login shel chatas, shenitnu acharav, nitmu tocho. Umetame es hachavero, v'chareres chavero, afilo hen mea. So if the outer side of a vessel, of a flagon that holds liquid, if it's rendered impure on the outside, then the inside also becomes impure, and it conveys impurity to the next one and to the next one and to the next one, even if there be 100 of them. Hazug, the bill, the ha'inbal, or the clapper, chibur, they're considered connection. They're considered one piece. So if you sprinkle on part of it, the whole thing becomes tahor. Kush shel rovan, which is a spindle that's used to make mats out of rovan, which is a type of reed. Lo yaze, lo al hakush, v'lo al hapika. You don't sprinkle on the on either the spindle or its ball, which are not considered the main part. You're supposed to sprinkle on the stalk of it. However, vim hiza muza. But if you did sprinkle, they all are connected and it counts. Shelpishtan chibor. For flax, they're all one connection to begin with. Or shalarisa, shehu mechuber lapikos chibor. So if you have leather of a cradle that is joined to its knobs, so that's a connection, that's chibor. Hamalben eno chibor lolatuma v'lolatara. But a bed board is not connected to the bed, neither for impurity or for purity. Kol yados hakelim hadchuchos chibor. All handles of utensils that are bored, in other words, there's a handle and there's a hollow made in it and the metal is put into that, that is considered a connection. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer af hacharukot. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says even those that are wedged are considered a chibor. Rabbi Yehuda would disagree, but we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Nope, sorry, the halacha follows the first Tana, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Mishnah 9. Hatzalim shebekantel v'hamita shel tarbal v'keren shel kliba u'kranin shel yotzei drachim v'shal shelet hamaftechot u'shlal hakovzim v'habeged shehu tafor b'klaim chibor l'tuma v'enu chibor l'hazaya. So baskets of a pack saddle, it's a wooden saddle placed on a donkey with baskets on its side, a threshing couch, the corner of a kaliva, which is a beer that for holding a mace for a funeral, traveler's horns that are used to draw and drink water, a keychain, the loose stitches of washers, and a garment sewn together by klaim are a connection regarding impurity, so therefore they make each other impure by being connected to each other, but they're not a connection regarding sprinkling. You have to sprinkle both, all parts of it, in order to make them tahor. Tomorrow we'll learn Mishnah 10 and Mishnah 11.